Floor line south, David Cantrell.
Hey, David. This is Drew over at the Bank of Cardiff. How's your day going?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm not sure if you remember, but we spoke back in early December, and you mentioned that you might be picking up a couple of box trucks around this time of year. So I just wanted to check in real quick with you see if you were still looking for that.
Well, actually, what we did was we had a Freightliner that we'd had really good luck with, and we found one that was right here kind of in North Georgia, and we drove down and got it.
We
found one that was exactly what we were looking for, and kind of was able to make the deal on it, and we just went ahead and paid for it. So.
Oh, nice. So you already bought it then?
I have.
Nice.
Yeah.
When did you buy it?
It was, I guess it was around, we've had it for...
A couple months ago?
It's probably a little early January or maybe latter. It seems like it was after Christmas. Yeah, it was after Christmas.
Nice. So you got a good deal on it?
We did.
We found exactly what we had.
And it had the engine, and it was the year, and the mileage wasn't too bad. So instead of getting a new, we're not going to get new ones anymore. We're going to find late model used ones. And and gosh, that probably saved $50,000, you know. A new one would have been 80, you know, or more.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
new one would be like 80, and then your used was like 50? Okay, that's not too bad.
No, the used was, it was only like 36, 37.
Nice. Well, I'm glad you got a good deal on it.
I appreciate you calling back. We just found the perfect used vehicle, so we jumped at it. So.
Right, of course. Makes sense.
Right.
You know, whatever makes sense for your business, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, is there any plans for any kind of, buying inventory or any other trucks on your wish list?
We've got a used truck. We actually are going to sell one of our trucks, but we haven't been able to do that yet. But I think equipment-wise, right now we don't have anything on the radar. But I will say that the time that we would do that would be around the 1st of June, because that's really important that we need to make those decisions by June.
Mm-hmm.
So, want to check back one more time in about a month? That's okay with me.
Okay, sure. Sounds good. I'll put in a notes in here to remind myself to check back with you in a month or so, see if there's anything then. And then besides equipment, go ahead.
Tell me your name again, please.
My name is Joss, J-I-A.
J-I-A. That's interesting. Okay.
Thanks. It's Chinese. Okay. Well, do you mind if I have your email? I can send over my contact info just in case something pops up before I check in with you.
Yeah, you can use it at dcantrell at floorlinesouth.com. And floorlinesouth is floorlinesouth.com.
Perfect. All right. So I'll go ahead and just send you my contact info and just give me a call if something comes up. And besides equipment, we also do capital, too. And we can free about 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So if something comes up and you're tight on a little bit of cash, we can help you out on that, too.
Well, I appreciate that. We've been very fortunate, and we've just never really needed it. So
that's good.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many customers I encounter where they have like negatives.
Yeah, we've really just haven't really been put. I've kind of had a debt-free philosophy, so I really don't like debt at all.
That's good.
We've been able to do it without any debt. Yeah. But again, we're not growing like Apple and eBay either. So.
I guess.
Sometimes you can't do it without debt. But
that's true. You got to spend money to make money sometimes.
Exactly. You do. You're right, Chai. Yeah. Well, good talking to you. All right?
Yeah, good talking to you. I'll circle back in a couple months.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.